Local cloud cover out there, 49 degrees on the way to 55, and nice to have you tuned in here on a Friday morning, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Eric Wolche of McCown Gordon Construction. It was back, November 5th, 2019, that USD 253 patrons approved a $78 million bond election for improvements to our schools and a new early learning facility. And Eric, giving us some time this morning to update us on progress. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Eric.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck. How are you two doing?
We're doing all right. Well, how are things going overall, grand scheme of things here with Building for the Future?
Yeah, overall, things are very positive. Tracking, you know, we're working on building number four in the overall bond of out of nine projects. So things are tracking well. Been fortunate enough to stay on top of material procurement. That's kind of been the biggest thing we've been facing here lately is just delayed shipments and manufacturers being able to get the parts and pieces needed to build certain materials and equipment for these projects.
So where exactly are you at? I know you started work on Logan not too far away. How's progress at Logan going?
Yeah, Logan is going great. We started about mid-November of last year. We have a slab on grade that was placed last week on the sixth classroom addition there to the south, and then we're finishing up the plumbing underground rough in and the new multi-purpose slash storm shelter area. Hoping to dodge a little weather next week and potentially get another slab placed up there sometime as well. So things are going well, and then come spring break time, we'll start moving into the front office area and start that renovation.
There's a lot coming to Logan Avenue. Besides those projects, what else is on tap here for Logan Avenue specifically?
Yeah, for Logan. So one of the big things with the bonds was safety and security. So making sure those secure entries are in place. So as patrons come into the school, you know, they have to be buzzed in, get directed into the office. Really, the front office area at Logan Elementary, if you've ever been in there, is really tight. So enlarging that, we're taking over a classroom to the south, and that one will move to the new addition or another open space in the classroom, but making a work area for the teachers, staff, administration, adding some additional restroom spaces for them as well. So just trying to get more space for that building.
Yeah, that's quite a project you got going out there, Logan Avenue. Let's go to Emporia High School, Eric, if we could. I know that I think you're knocking on the door of maybe 80% complete out there. Where are we at Emporia High School?
Yeah, Ron. So we're getting closer to the finish line on that new addition. You know, we're pushing hard to try to meet that spring break deadline that we talked about back in November, and we've got finishes going in, so we have science casework going in, science epoxy tops for that casework being installed, final paint is ongoing, polished concrete should hopefully finish up the end actually today, if not it'll be first part of next week, ceiling grid, border tile going on, light fixtures being turned on, so yeah, a lot of work going in place in that new addition there.
And on top of that, you know, shifting over to Walnut Elementary, you've got a lot of stuff going on there, and that's, I think, very close to, if not completely done.
Yeah, so Walnut is pretty much complete. We'll be back this summer once school is out. We're going to swap out a bunch of the existing doors along the corridor, putting in new doors there, extending some walls per fire marshal request. We've got the original multi-purpose room. We're going to refinish that floor after we get some of those doors replaced in there. But yeah, that work is probably 95-ish% complete there at Walnut, and we'll be back this summer and finish it up, and then we'll be out of Jamie's way over there.
Of course, Principal Jamie Dakin. Jones Early Childhood Development Center. Where are we at there, Eric?
Yeah, so at Jones, we are pretty much right at the finish line. We've got some final touches we're putting on. some flooring, some rubber base being installed. Really the biggest things we're waiting on there is some kitchen equipment, which right now is scheduled to ship out the middle of February, so hopefully here next week or the following week. Really, to get occupancy, we're waiting on all that kitchen equipment to show up because the state fire marshal wants to review, make sure all the life safety systems are functioning as intended. And then the playground is being installed. We're trying to dodge the weather there and help the district coordinate that install. We've got some poured in place rubber playground surface that is weather dependent, so we need to find about 3 to 4 good days where the temperatures are 40 degrees and rising to be able to install that. Really? But we are coming down the home stretch.
Outstanding. Really quickly here, Eric, I know you've got some other things to do here in a second, but what's next here? What's besides Logan Avenue, what's the next phase of construction work that's going to be taking place here for the district?
Yeah, you bet. So actually, on Wednesday of this week, we received construction documents for Village Elementary. So those are on the street now for bidding purposes. We're looking at probably a mid-summer start over at Village, really looking at lead times and seeing what those are going to be. That'll kind of dictate when we get started at Village. And then by the end of the month, we're scheduled to get construction documents from HGK for Emporia Middle School. And so as soon as we get those, we will get those on the street for bidding as well. And a lot will depend, as far as procurement goes for the middle school, too, on whether or not we can potentially start that yet this coming summer or if that may push a little bit into the fall.
So, Eric, you happy with the progress, the timeline you're working on right now?
Yes. Yeah, so, overall, I'm happy, going through these facilities after we've been able to help renovate them and update them and just seeing how the community reacts and the teachers and administration just walking through and seeing the smiles on their face. It's just that's why McCown and Gordon does what we do, is just to make everybody's life better.
All right. I think you're doing that. Well, Eric, as always, we appreciate your time very much. Thanks.
Hey, you bet. Guys, have a great
All right.
rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Eric Wolchy of McCown Gordon Construction. They have been busy. And more work, obviously, yet to be done. Emporia Public Schools, building for the future. Folks, that is your $78 million bond election approved back in 2019 at work.
There you go. And did want to let you know that if you want to be part of our Newsmaker Slate of interviews, which is 7:15 every weekday, give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email KVUE at KVUE.com. Right now, the only date that we have available next week is on Wednesday. Monday's Newsmaker guest is Emporia State Director of Bands Gary Zeke. Jazz and Winds Ensemble concerts coming up next week. We'll detail those Monday morning.
And our Newsmaker this morning, Chuck, brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Yes, indeed, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Opie Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Opie Chicken House. 7:34, it is cloudy and 49 degrees. Stay tuned, weekend weather next.
Vaccines work like invisible coaches. They partner with your child's immune system, teaching it how to stay strong and healthy when exposed to viruses and other threats. Vaccination is one of the most effective ways to